Advantages and disadvantages. This assay right now, the SISH assay is actually being developed. It's available as kits that are being sold to pathologists, and the cost of the kit is about $70 per assay. And then you add all the professional fees, the performance of the assay, but just the cost of the kit itself. Being done by the pathologist using an FDA-approved kit. The HERMARK assay is actually being done outside of FDA approval, under CLIA approval, in a central lab in California. So it's a central testing. You submit your paraffin-embedded tissue, and the charge for that test is $3,400 compared to the usual cost for FISH and IHC. At this point, I do not think that there is clinical utility for this assay. I don't see a role for using in my patients. They also came out with definitions of, in the report, of HER2 positive, HER2 negative, and they came out with an interesting definition for HER2 equivocal, which right now uses the 5% low end of what was called positive and the 5% high end of what was called negative, and they're clumping that together as equivocal, but there is no clinical information from that.
Neil, I just must reemphasize a point I made earlier. If your specimen becomes positive today because of a new test, but by the old test it was negative, and the old clinical data says you don't benefit from the therapy, then it doesn't matter if you become positive. I mean, this is a common error made by patients and physicians every minute of every day as we speak. People go out, they take their tumor, they get it reanalyzed. It's a bit like having your lymph node sectioned 100 times instead of just twice and converting yourself into a lymph node positive patient and then going back to the data and saying, oh, I need this chemotherapy. I'm going to benefit from this, this, and the other thing. It doesn't translate. There's a huge disconnect between the advance of the technology and its correlation with clinical validation. This debate is going to just so change. In 10 years from now, there'll be another 100 HER2 type testings, and it will become beyond the capability of standardizing biological testing on samples in local hospitals. This is like imagining that every person will build their own aircraft to fly abroad. You need regional airlines. The United States needs competitiveness, so it has 10 or 15, 20 competing airlines. But you cannot have every shop making its own airline. It's impossible.
We're facing the same thing in CME. You know, there's this drive, well, we don't need big CME companies. We don't need a lot of money going in centrally. Let's let every single hospital do CME. And, you know, to try to set up the, you know, fair balance and all this stuff, you can't do that, not with quality.
The other two points. One, I would think in 10 years, actually, there'll be one test, and it will be sequencing HER2 in terms of finding out how many copy numbers of HER2, whether there's amplification.
That's not going to tell you about the protein.
No, it won't tell you about the protein, but it will tell you, it will be an improved way of determining whether there's amplification.